866-446-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Daniel chapter 7, in verse number 13, after the first interpretation of dreams, Daniel continued to have dreams. God wasn't finished with him yet. He says in verse 13, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Now, Daniel had had many visions, night visions. This particular vision in chapter 7 is about the four beasts and about the apocalypse and the end times. But someone say perception. Because of Daniel's walk before God, because of his relationship with God, and because he was trafficking in the Spirit, God caused him to perceive some things. It's important that we understand some things, not that we just know a lot of information or can quote some Bible verses. What is the context? What context is it? How does it fit today? You know, how do we practically apply that to our life to make it relevant in our day and time? That's what we really want to know. Daniel received perception. You know, the word is something that we must perceive. Everyone here that can hear my voice is perceiving on some level or another. Or not listening. I hope there's nobody here not listening. But there's a level of perception. Much of that perception, sad but true, is based on a person's experience and where they came from. And, you know, the same thing can be spoken. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, because he's able to talk to you where you are. He's able to bring you, to cause you to move from where you are to move on. And interesting, all different backgrounds, all different age groups, you know, all different experiences. Somebody thinking tonight about the turkey, you know, things like that. But you know, all that going on, but yet the Holy Spirit's able to think or speak to us where we are. If there's an ear to hear, you know. So even if someone comes in concerned, worried, anxious over something, as the word of God starts to go forth, there's an anointing that destroys the yoke. You know, just coming into the presence of God. I remember first getting saved and, you know, struggling to get to church because I didn't have money. Before I got my little part-time job, I wasn't working. I was in school, and I'd have to drive on fumes, you know, to get to church and just hope and pray that there was somebody kind enough to recognize it. I wasn't a beggar. I wasn't going to people just asking them. You know, I was trusting God. I was learning to trust God. But I remember times, and I can vividly see this one time, just the enemy was riding me. I didn't know at the time what it was, but an enemy spirit was just riding me, and had me all anxious and troubled. And as soon as I stepped into the service, and I was running late, as soon as I stepped into the service and the pastor was up speaking, that anointing just, and like the Spirit just ran out the door on me. I was glad to be in the house of the Lord. Are you hearing? So as we traffic in the Spirit, there are things that God wants you to perceive. See, sometimes there's not going to be a shout. God ain't going to grab you and shake you and say, listen. It's going to be a little light breeze that blows by, and you have to perceive. Is that God? Wait a minute. Or something unusual happened, and God's seeking to get your attention, but you have to perceive it. Amen? Okay, so Daniel, in this, he said, I saw in the night vision, verse 13, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. God was giving Daniel perception about the end time, about what was coming, about the coming kingdom. You know, they had the writings, they had a measure of understanding, but Daniel, because he was trafficking in the spirit, was receiving or was perceiving. You know, the discerning of spirits works like that. Someone can be talking to you about a subject, and suddenly you see them, or you hear something beyond what they're saying, or has nothing to do with, or is not related at all to what they're saying, and you see them. Discerning of spirits. I've recently been able to see people with a heart of compassion. You know, God just gives you a glimpse at a particular time of their life, and even though they don't tell you of struggles, they don't tell you of hardships, you can just read it. It's like, whoa, your heart goes out. You know, you saw God let you see that person like he sees them. See, we oftentimes, you know, you can be standoffish toward a person or you know, a little upset with a person or angry with a person until God shows you them. When he shows you, it's like, whoa, I see him, or I perceive who they really are. Amen? Amen? So Daniel was given perception. Perception is very important. Look at chapter 8 and verse 13. Let's start there and go through 19. I mentioned this early on in our study about what Daniel heard here. He was having visions. He was having dreams. God was showering his life with manna from heaven, with information, with revelation, with understanding, with things that would trouble him. He said one time he was so troubled, and after he had the vision, he fell sick. It was so troubling to him, but God was showing him the things to come. In verse 13, it says, then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And it came to pass when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then, behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Make this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed, the end shall be. Now because Daniel trafficked in the spirit, when he started, see, he took a stand. It wasn't his doing so much as his being. And God had earmarked him. Tell somebody, God has chosen you. Are you ready? Are you truly ready to see things you've not seen before? to experience God on another level. Amen. You know, I pray this, and I know when I was first saved, there was so many visions. There were so many, I mean, really open visions, not just little flashbacks, but I mean just they're locked in dreams and revelations and different manifestations, you know, just, and sometimes when something is fresh to you, it's more appealing, you're more open to it. But sometimes in the routine of things, you know, you start to block out anything that will interrupt your comfort zone. How many know we're living in a time where God's going to send more? Amen. Come on, there's going to be, when I say more than before. Amen. Revelation, visitation, utterances, you know, guidance, dreams, visions that have meaning, that mean something for your particular life and for the future. Amen? So Daniel here in chapter 8, verse 13, he heard one saint. Now, I hope some of you looked at that. I challenge you to take a look into that. But that is not a saint that was talking. It was an angel. These were angels. Daniel was trafficking. He was in the spirit to such a degree that he was hearing the angels talk. God opened his ears to hear the angels talk. Angelic voices. And it was in relation to his destiny and what his purpose was. And they were talking about the end times. How many days? And Palmoni, the one angel, which is called in the Hebrew, the wonderful numberer. Let me pause there for a moment, because church entity, sometimes, and this is this. If this mindset comes to you at all, ever, now, first of all, we must be students of the Word, okay, so that we're not hoodwinked and we don't let any man deceive us. But having said that, there is knowledge outside of the Bible, outside of your Bible, that's God-breathed, that's God-given, that there are other books that are written that have information in there that's not contained in the 66 books. Now, the problem is church entity. It says, if it's outside the Bible, it's of the devil. That's the devil. But see, that's where perception comes in. That's where discerning comes in. That's why, you know, you can't feed meat to those that are not of full age. You have to be certain, you have to have a certain level of maturity to be able to, let me say, like a horse, chew the hay, spit out the sticks. Because there's a whole lot of deception out there too, but there's a whole lot of truth as well that will enhance and solidify and anchor your walk.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.